Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's funny watching Democrats work. Not funny, ha-ha, but funny like, ooh. It's like Jekyll and Hyde, right? Mostly Hyde. I think he was the bad one, right? Am I right about that? I don't know much about that series, but Jekyll and Hyde. I think Jekyll was the good one and Hyde was the bad one. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I wish somebody kept a list of critical issues that come up in the media that we face. And just charted them, the ebb and flow based on the politics of the day. And here's what I'd like them to chart. Not only the issues themselves, but when they repeat, because they're cyclic. For example, immigration. We talk about immigration. It's an easily solvable problem. There's no discussion. We have a legal immigration system, but we never talk about it. We talk about the illegal one, and we decry the legal one because it's too cumbersome. It takes too long to get in. So we say it's okay to just let people walk over. But the legal system isn't getting fixed to the point where you can. And by the way, it will never get fixed to the satisfaction of a leftist. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm just going to make a quick list. This is off the top of my head. We got immigration. Mostly illegal immigration, right? We've got terrorism. We've got racism in the way of critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, 1619. We've got a broken education system. We've got the biggest existential threat to humankind, that would be global climate change. We've got a gas shortage, which isn't cyclic. That one's just new. It's fresh on the list, right? We've got a demented president who got in based on a stolen election that we can't talk about. But so, in other words, voter fraud. We've got voter disenfranchisement because, of course, black people are too stupid to get an ID, right? We've got women's rights who, you know, they don't make enough money. And I'm going to – what else do I need? We've got Iran's trying to get a nuke. We've got Russia menacing Ukraine, threatening to go there. We've got China flying planes over Japan and I'll get it out here in a minute. Taipei, Taiwan, or Taiwan, and menacing that and threatening to go there. We've got the dollar devaluation. We've got what, Bitcoin and the cyber currencies. We've got all these scandals that still exist from, you know, from the Obama administration, you know, where we've, you know, in other words, we got all these things. Just keep, make the list. We've got Joe Biden or Trump still accused of being in collusion with the Russians. Now they're relooking at his taxes and they're saying, oh my goodness, there's a criminal investigation going on. We've got Hunter Biden, the crackhead, who cut deals with Ukraine, Russia, and China, worked with Chinese spies. We've got Joe Biden, who's just released his taxes. We'll get into that. And he's got some discrepancies that if he were Trump, they would be trying to impeach him. We've got Dr. Jill, who's covering up for her husband's dementia. We've got a media that doesn't want to report the truth. We've got social media acting as Gestapos. Do I need to continue? We got all these things. And here's what's interesting. They pick and choose what to talk about. Oh, did I mention the Wu flu and the mask and the vaccines and all the other things? Because we played clips yesterday where I'm from the CDC that would give you no reason to want to get a Wu flu shot. There is absolutely no reason to get that shot. They give you no guarantees, and yet they want you to get it. We got mask wars happening all over the country. These are all the things going on. What's the ebb and flow? Why does one story supersede another? How does it occur? We got undercover video where James O'Keefe's team, and they said, CNN said, yep, we did everything we could to get Trump elected. And oh, by the way, our next big issue is going to be global climate change. We're going to be pushing that lie. They also made the comment, we did everything we could to make Biden look like a youthful 78. Did you see him golfing the other day? That's a funny story. We've got the media trying to position articles in such a way that, I mean, look, you don't have to go any farther than the title to know exactly where it is. And I was talking to the whistleblower for Google. His name is Zach Voorhees. I was talking to Zach the other day, and I said to him, you know, what is the cabal? He goes, Kevin, people have no idea how this stuff is being orchestrated. I said, oh, they're beginning to get one. All this stuff. You go to Google, look at the Google News, look at a title of just a headline of an article, and you'll know exactly what they're trying to do. We should be teaching our kids this. And it's funny that I mention that, because we're trying to put together these critical thinking deals where we show, here's a Google headline from this day. What are they trying to tell you? What was Joe Biden trying to tell you when he made the issue? Well, those that are not vaccinated, you know, you better watch out. And then he says, oh, I'm going to ship all this vaccination over to Africa or some, I don't know, some country with brown people. Like it's a threat. Ship it over there, man. I don't care. You know, I find it very peculiar that the government knows this shot does nothing. You could still get the disease. You probably will get it. You still can transmit the disease and all these other things. And they're going, you get the shot and we're all going to be good. Get the shot. That should be making everybody take pause. Anyway, I sort these things in my head all the time. And I'm gifted with an active and, might I say, beautifully genius brain and mind, but I can be a bit flighty. And I know this because I know how stories and ideas pop up in my head. God has given me the ability to just look at a sentence and make a 50-page document about it. But I'm a kind of a look over there a lot of the time because there's so much going on. And I always want to return to terra firma, to Mother Earth, and look at the landscape. I always circle back to ask myself, what's missing? And I remember what leftists say. They're big threats like greenhouse gas and the biggest existential threat to mankind being this or that. And John Kerry talking about we need to remove all the carbon dioxide. And I'm going, does this clown really know what carbon dioxide does for the Earth? And I notice how they do things when the inflation rate goes up, how bad it is in just 100 days because of their demented furor, or when gas prices approach $7. And I say to myself, there's a game being played on us, America. We better wake up. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It is a full-time job being a pimp, folks. Ask any Democrat.
Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That's a great way to start a segment, but it's true. Democrats are pimps, man. Total pimps. You have to understand the nature of the pimp game. Understand this. You must want somebody to do your dirty work. Now, I know some pimps from growing up. And here's what a pimp told me once. He says, man, people give pimping a bad rap. He said, women come to me and they want protection. They come to me. That's how I got in the game, young buck. That's how they got into the pimping, is a woman said, hey, listen, would you mind looking out for me? I'm going to go make money on the street as a prostitute. Can you look out for me? And the guy didn't say, well, listen, maybe you need to change your career. Maybe that's not the best way for you. That's not safe. That's in multiple ways. Why did you? Let's look at something else. But the brother was like, nah, man, so I had to help a sister out, you know. This is when I was a kid. I want you to understand, I'm having pimp conversations with grown men when I was a kid. And it was a thing that these black guys, man, these men would say to me, Yeah, man, you know, the pimp game. And being blunt, I was enthralled. I was. As a little kid, that's what you see. You're like, whoa, man, look at him all trying. You know, I didn't like the clothes or anything, but they were flashy. I didn't like them. They always had the, you know, the big car. It was just like the blaxploitation or the pimpsploitation films of the 1960s, Superfly and so on. I've written about these guys. But as I look in retrospect, I see just how the mind screw that happens with that. With little kids growing up and you see these guys and they are exalted. People looked at them as kings. Superfly was probably the most iconic figure I remember growing up with. A drug dealing pimp. And so when you ask yourself, how is it the Democrats get the black people to vote for them? They're the most beautifully gifted pimps on the planet. You can clearly see the parallels, right? Here's a book, an excerpt from a book. It says, the former Hollywood king reveals secret techniques with proven results on mastering the art of submission. A look inside of the mind of the master, as well as a chilling peek into the shadow world. This was on Iceman Slim or something like that. He was considered a Mac. You know why he was a Mac? Because he was Machiavellian. It says, a modern-day guide parallel to The Prince by Machiavelli. And they give the link to that. And it says, the book gives a panoramic view of the psychology that goes into complete control of others' mind, body, and spirit. Secrets known by a select sect and mastered by an elite few are finally exposed. The Pimp Game thoroughly explains how these methods are practiced, performed, and perfected every day, everywhere, right up to and including the White House. Yeah, see, y'all thought it was just going to be, you know, a social thing I was talking about. No, you are being pimped, America. You're being pimped. I'm just going to put it to you and talk of the vernacular. I'm going to help you understand it. I want you to try to get inside the mind of a pimp and somebody in his stable. That's what we are. We're in a pimp's stable. The pimp are the leftists who control this country. And if you don't believe you're being pimped, you better wake up. You're being pimped. Let me give you an example. In the old days, they gave you your taxes. They said, okay, well, figure out your taxes and send us the money. And then you know what the pimp decided to do? The federal government, the one that you think is working for you? You want to know what your pimp did? Your pimp said, nah, we're going to take the money out first. And then you can ask us for some of it back. And we will determine if you get it back. And oh, by the way, don't make me spank you with the IRS because I'll give you a beat down. You're afraid of the IRS? You have a little fear when you get that letter, when you see that letter from the IRS. It isn't like getting one from the DMV, is it? And you want to know why you have that little bit of sphincter, you know, whoa, IRS. Oh, God, they're just telling me that I, you know, this or that. You're happy if your pimp is not telling you to come get that beaten, right? Right now, what are they trying to do to Trump? They want to look at his taxes. They want to get back at him with the threat. And Donald Trump's like, no, I'm not going to be pimped. It's not going to happen. No, it's a terrible thing. Pimping's terrible. Yeah, that was Iceman Slim, whatever. The pimp, Mac being Machiavellian, meaning he's going to do what it takes for him to get over. And he will win in the end, so to speak. And that's what pimping's all about. And so when you look at everything that's occurring to you, you've lost the ability. You're losing the ability to speak. Okay, let me put it in pimp terms. Talk back to your pimp and watch what happens. You get slapped down. You get beat down. He tells you what to do. Put that mask on. Oh, okay, Mr. Pimp. Let me put my mask on. Your pimp right now is telling you to get a shot. A shot you don't even need. You don't even need. And you know what the pimp is there for? In that crazy situation where you might get arrested, well, he'll bail you out. Yeah, he'll bail you out because he needs you back on the streets. He needs you back making that money. So, yeah, he'll give you a little relief here and there. But don't forget who's a pimp. And he's got every way to get you. Oh, for you white folks, that you probably don't think you're being pimped. Because I know how you white people are. Y'all don't want to believe a brother. But let me tell you. When they said, when health care becomes, no, you're going to have to get in line to get health care. Now, they're trying it out right now. They're trying to pimp you. Because they're saying, well, we're going to, in order for you to get your shot, you got to wait behind the black folks. If you think that's only for this shot, you don't understand you're being pimped. Oh, I know. I know there are a lot of you out there going, you know what, he's starting to make sense. See, nothing is innocuous as it seems. Kevin, they didn't fool me on that shot thing and putting us in the back of the line. Well, what about when it's something you really need? What about when they start looking at who gets an organ? Who gets that liver transplant? Who gets that heart transplant? Who gets that whatever, right? That kidney. What about when that starts being asked based on ethnicity and who's been screwed over the most in the world or whatever, whatever, right? Will it matter then?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment lines are getting shorter. The Labor Department reporting the number of Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits fell to 444,000 last week. That's 34,000 fewer than the week before and the lowest level since mid-March of last year. The House approved a bill significantly boosting capital security after the January 6th attack.
The yeas are 213, the nays are 212, with 3 answering present. The bill is passed.
Many Republicans opposing the nearly $2 billion Democratic measure, calling it an effort to militarize the Capitol. The bill now heads to the Senate. Global cases of COVID-19 are climbing to 165 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University showing that deaths worldwide from the virus have reached over 3.4 million. USA Radio News. More stores are saying those who are fully vaccinated can ditch their masks.
The list of national retailers who are no longer requiring vaccinated customers to wear masks continues to grow. The CDC changed its guidance last week, saying fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in certain situations. Grocery store chains Kroger's, Giant Eagle, Aldi, and Meijer, as well as Best Buy, Dollar General, and Lowe's, are the latest stores to say they'll drop their mask requirements for vaccinated customers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews in California are making headway on the Palisades fire burning in the hills near Topanga Canyon in the Los Angeles area. It's now at over 66% contained, which is up from 47% on Tuesday. No structures have been damaged, and one firefighter has suffered a minor injury. Investigators do believe the fire was started on purpose. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about the pimp game, and you're wondering, Kevin, how's that fit into stuff? I'm explaining it. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm explaining it thoroughly. I'm letting you in on the pimp game. White folks, you grow up, you don't have to play that game. But young black people, we learned it early. I knew what a pimp was before I probably knew what a puppy was. Oh, man, I'm laughing about it, but it ain't funny. My son, all my sons, I didn't shelter them from anything, but they didn't grow up with pimps telling them the game. Everybody trying to be cool. My older brother, he's 9 years older than I am, sorry. You know, I was around guys that wanted to be pimps. We were all products of this 1960s stuff. You know, where it was cool to be that dude that was getting back at the man. And if we could take advantage of somebody in the process, particularly a woman, well, that's what you were supposed to do, pimp, playa. I mean, believe it or not, there are dudes that will walk up to you and say, "What's up, pimp? What's up, player?" I remember there was a phase where people would say, "What's up, dirty?" They would literally call you dirty because you were a player. The more women you could run, the more, you know, it was insane. Well, the government's the same way. They're no different. "What's up, player?" U.S. Space Force commanding officer got fired because he was on a podcast and he said Marxist ideologies are becoming present in the U.S. military. That's it. This decision to let him go was based on public comments made by Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer in a recent podcast. Lieutenant General Whiting has initiated a command directive investigation on whether these comments constituted prohibitive partisan political activity. It's a guy's opinion about what's happening in the military. He had a book that Lohmeyer did, Irresistible Revolution, Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmasking of the American Military. You would think that a guy in the military should be able to talk about how the military is being unraveled. His job is to keep the military strong. You can't even talk about Marxism in the military. Oh, but you can talk about LGBT stuff, right? Huh, player? He appeared on a podcast, Information Operation, to promote the book and speak out against U.S. institutions, including the military's increasingly adopting leftist practices like critical race theory. The diversity, equity, and inclusion industry and the trainings we are receiving in the military is rooted in critical race theory, which is rooted in Marxism. That is a fact. It's along the same lines of the fact that the Spanish dude that got banned for 12 hours on Twitter for saying a man can't have a baby. They called it hate speech. He's hateful against transsexuals, men who become women but cannot become women because they cannot have babies. Y'all listening to me, players? Yeah, well, sadly, you're not the players. You're being pimped. You're being pimped on critical race theory. You're being pimped. I started out with a whole litany of things I read off in the first segment of this broadcast, talking about the number of things that go when they come. They go when they come. Global climate change, the Wu flu. You can't say it comes out of China or you're xenophobic. You can't talk about global climate change or you're a climate denier. You're being pimped. Everything they tell you is wrong. Everything you know about life, they say is wrong. Everything they know is right. Who do you think's really right? You think you're wrong. That's a lot of right and wrongs in a few sentences, isn't it? You know you're not wrong. You have a thing called common sense. And common sense tells you that the people that you put as your representatives should never feel bigger than you. But they do. Joe Biden thinks he runs you. You're going to get this shot. You're going to do what I tell you. Or else. And Trump was the dictator, right? He was the big pimp. Trump was so non-pimp, it was ridiculous. He understood exactly where he stood, where he was. He says, in the food chain, I represent you. End of story. I'm no better, and I'm no worse. But I'm dang sure not no better. I know I was the wrong English, but you know what I mean? Anyway, the Pentagon press secretary, John Kirby, said there were too many white pilots, and Lohmeyer took umbrage with that. He's like, what do you mean there are too many white pilots? It isn't like the military is not letting in black pilots. There's not some fatwa against black pilots. John James was a black fighter pilot. Remember him? The guy that got cheated out of his seat, Senate seat in Illinois? If there aren't black pilots, it's because too many of them decide they want to play basketball or baseball or whatever. If black people want to be pilots, they can't. Look, I've seen the Tuskegee Airmen. You're being pimped, America. Look at Biden's staffers. All of them ethnocentric racists to the most part. All of them supposedly woke. Woke means asleep at the wheel. You all know this. They say they're woke, you know they're asleep. They don't want to recognize America for what it is. They want you to have a jaded view, this jaundiced view of America, based on critical race theory. They're putting it everywhere. They want you to believe in some LGBTQ nonsense, so you have to believe in some person's wacky sense of who they are. It is wacky. Boys are attracted to girls. Girls are attracted to boys. Are there aberrations? Sure. Do I accept that? Absolutely. But don't tell me it ain't wacky. A guy that wants to change his sex, or a girl that wants to change her sex, or, you know, go against societal norms. The brain is wacky. There are people that want to cut off their limbs. They have to stop them from amputating their limbs. They see that as sexy or something. I don't get it. It's wacky. There are people who want to date inanimate objects, marry inanimate objects. I can kind of see that. If you were saddled with leftist women for your choices, you might choose something else as well. My son, I'm going to tell him, wait. If you can't find a good conservative woman, wait for the latest generation of robots when you get older. And get an Asian one. Oh, man. We're being pimped. The psychology of the pimp. So going back to this. Lohmeyer, they want people to know in the Space Force, if you say something against CRT or anything else that we say is okay, that we deem is acceptable, then you're fired. We're going to let you go because they want compliance. He could have gone on there and said, well, as a military man, I can't make a statement. As a private citizen, I can say this. I don't know what he could have said, but here's what I do know. He voiced his opinion. I agree with it. And he lost his position. What do you think the next person's going to do in the Space Force? Pimping. It is a multi-trillion dollar business. You got pimped on Wu Flu to such a magnificent level that I can't even, there is nothing I can point to in the history of man that points to the level of pimpdom that happened during Wu Flu. Now, I'll give you an example. You can't call it the Chinese flu or the Wu Flu or whatever because you get in trouble. You're a xenophobe. They literally changed the name to coronavirus, which probably didn't make the Mexican beer drinker happy. And now we call it COVID. It's conveniently called COVID. It was a bioweapon released into the public. Now, and by the way, killing people, you guys heard the show yesterday, killing people in droves, they don't even tell you, won't even report it. They tell you it's safe, even for pregnant women. There's no way they've tested it. And so this virus could shut down our military. If you want to go full conspiracy, go Alex Jones on you, which I'm there with it. This virus could theoretically, if every military person were to get it and it was a bioweapon and the Chinese said click and flip the switch and turn the lights out on the military, has anybody even brought this up as a possibility? I mean, and I could go on with the Chinese and what they're doing with trade agreements and the what they have on the Biden family. I mean, the ties they tried to make to Russia with Trump, and we know that the Biden family has inextricable ties to China, including the top spy. Now, if you don't think that you've been pimped in that, you gotta wake up. Pimping is amazing. If you think about the psychology of it, and I've read some stuff on it. Here's an article. It says, a researcher sought to understand what lured pimps into an illegal industry premised on abuse, coercion, and selling women's bodies. If you just put selling people's bodies into that sentence, you're talking about Democrats. You're talking about leftism. That's exactly what they do, except they don't see it as an illegal industry. They've legalized it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2860.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys visited PolitiChatter.com. Oh my gosh, we had a big group that's going to be coming over. Moms for America. And we walked Kimberly Fletcher, beautiful lady, through the system. And she says, Kevin, I haven't seen anything like this. She's been to Lindell site. She's been on Clout Hub and... which is a John Solomon site, and all of them, she says, I haven't liked any till now. So if you're one of the moms out there that is part of her group, you're going to be hearing a lot more about it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with us, talking about pimping and how Americans and America is being pimped. We go out, we work our butts off, pardon the pun, and the government fleeces us. They don't care. They don't care what we want. They will lie to you. They will cheat you. They don't care. They cheated to get Joe Biden elected, and they know what they did, and they do not care. And don't you dare ask, or you'll get beat down. See, because that's what a pimp does. A pimp wants to keep you submissive. Scared. Are you scared? Are you wondering if you're going to need a Wu Flu passport or you know, some, you got to get a shot to keep your job? I talked about that. Thankfully, OSHA to the rescue and many others, and there are going to be a lot of lawsuits over this stuff. But we're never going to know what really happened because Democrats, fascist Democrats, rewrite history every day. Good is bad and bad is good. But thankfully, we have sites like PolitiChatter and many others who are starting to make our own news. You're going to start to see stuff like this. On July the 3rd, Moms for America is planning a leave leftist social media. I don't know what they're calling it, but they want out. And they're asking everybody on that day, black out Facebook and Twitter and come to, guess who? Guess who they want to focus on? PolitiChatter! I got all my buddies in it. Their Equity Pro members paid their $100, got 100 gift shares of stock that will get converted when we go public. But we are going to be news generators. I promise you, if we ignore them and we just talk amongst ourselves, they will come over and start quoting us. All of them will. It's going to be fun times. You hang in there. Donald Trump made this announcement. Good news for Georgia and the Republican Party. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan won't be running again for office. He was the one who, along with Governor Brian Kemp, stopped the Georgia State Senate from doing the job they wanted to do on the 2020 presidential election fraud. Duncan's fight against election fraud made him unelectable. His former top aide, Chip Lake, said that the lieutenant governor would not win another term in office. Lake said, I think he was an accident, and this is what happens when accidents happen in politics. They become one and done. Now maybe the Georgia State Senate, Trump goes on to say this, and House will build up the courage to expose the large-scale presidential election fraud which took place in their otherwise wonderful state. Let them just look at the state senate in Arizona to find out what leadership and patriotism is all about. I love this message. You want to know why? Because it's Donald Trump saying, I will not be pimped. You're not going to make me back down from election fraud. Go look at the lamestream fake news. You know what they say? Donald Trump's unfounded allegations. Unfounded. It's unbelievable. Let me go back to this definition of pimps. As I said, the researchers said they wanted to understand, and here's their language, what lured pimps into an illegal industry premised on abuse, coercion, and selling women's bodies. What lures a politician into an industry that will let you be a do-nothing, hang on the coattails of your husband, wife, you become a senator, and after your first term as a senator, you become a vice presidential candidate and ultimately Secretary of State, where you set up the family's, you take the family's foundation and you kick it into steroids to the point where it brings in billions of dollars and makes you a mega millionaire. Who wouldn't want to be a pimp like that? Hillary Clinton should go down in the Hall of Fame of pimps. Are you kidding? Joe Biden didn't have a bowl to pee in and a rock, a window to throw it out of. And he's worth millions of dollars because of what his family set up for the big guy. What are you talking about? A pimp? This dude gets placed into the presidency and he's an idiot. Bona fide, forget his dementia. He's a bona fide idiot without it. Unbelievable. Here's what they go on to say. In addition to systematic pressures, like a lack of legal job opportunities. This is funny because there is probably a lack of legal job opportunities for most of the crooks in Congress. Nearly one third of the pimps interviewed reported that they were influenced by people they grew up with at home and in their neighborhoods who were engaged in the illegal sex trade. I want to stop and just forget about the illegal sex trade part. I want you to look at these DNA politicians. Gavin Newsom, you know who his auntie is, right? Pelosi. Jesse Jackson and Jr. Jesse Jackson wasn't a politician, but he ran for the presidency. And, of course, he's been heavily involved in politics. Well, Junior comes up. Lacey Clay, his father before him. And I could go on. All these people just passing down the royalty, if you will, to the next generation of pimps. So a pimp sees how the game works and then says, well, it doesn't look like anything wrong to me. What do you think these politicians are doing? You think Gavin Newsom saw things run on the up and up? You think Cuomo, whose dad was the governor of Illinois, you think he didn't see what his dad did? His dad was a big pimp. And Cuomo said, I could be better than my daddy. He said, this important finding highlights how growing up in an environment in which people profit from the sexual exploitation of women, take out sexual exploitation of women and say profit from the exploitation of others, normalizes such activity. But people who grow up around a family member or neighbor who works as a pimp aren't the only ones developing positive associations with that role. And here's what I'm telling you. The government is making you believe that what they do is positive. What Pelosi does is good for you. What all these, this institutional, embedded, incestuous pimp attitude of politicians, that's good for America. And it's okay if we get rid of a guy who won't recognize our pimp daddy Magnus, and you should be okay with it. We're going to straighten you out. You're going to get the beating. We're going to beat your guy. Because, see, you call for protection. You were getting pimped, and you said, look, he beat me up. And Trump was like, "What? So what did he do to you? He beat you up, huh? Yeah, well, I could give you some protection. Yeah, but we got to get you out of the game." And the government's like, what? He's trying to get them out of the pimping game? Out of the submission game? No, no, no. You're not going to get them out of the game. We're going to continue to pimp. So they've normalized it. Positive associations with their roles. Now, as far as pimp goes, let me tell you how normalizing. I want you to understand, you probably haven't thought about this. It's normalized. You remember this show on MTV called Pimp My Ride? Yeah, well, they took the cars and an average car, and they jacked it up. They installed TVs, mini fridges. They pimped it up. Pimp My Gun is an online game that has a similar premise. You know, pimping is in music. It's all over the place. Jay-Z's got a song called Big Pimpin'. He says he regrets it now. And a song we've actually played on this show, It's Hard Out There for a Pimp. Because Terrence Howard played the role of a Memphis pimp. That song, by the way, won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. Other artists, 50 Cent, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, all have romanticized pimping in song lyrics. Richard Branson's Virgin Airlines launched an advertising campaign for its upper-class airport clubhouse last year with the slogan, Pimp My Lounge. Now, I'm only telling you this because I get it. It's a marketing thing. But it's a worm that says, it's okay. It's okay to be a pimp. It's okay to be pimped. And metaphorically, you don't understand that's what's happening to you. So they use it they talk about it in the context of sexual violence against women. I'm talking about it in the context of violence against you. Violence against your pocketbook, violence against your sensibilities, violence against everything you stand for. Because those people are supposed to represent you. You are the boss, not them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.